And we are thrilled to be joined by Jim Polzin of the Wisconsin State Journal. Jim, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. A lot of different things in the news, but I don't want it to get lost. Your story, and you guys have been on this from the beginning with Badger Extra, about the Badgers' response in court. And can you kind of update us a little bit on the timeline of this story since you guys have been covering it, and the latest, what's going on with the abuse allegations against former Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball coach Marissa Mosley?
Yeah, Wisconsin's response was due this week. I think they'd had a certain amount of time after the initial filing in July or August was made by the plaintiffs in the case. Since came back this week. The gist of it is they want the case dismissed in part because Wisconsin doesn't think any of the athletes' civil rights or constitutional rights were, they didn't feel like those were that Wisconsin did anything against those. It was an interesting, it was 86 pages, and I got to admit, I didn't go through it all. Todd Molesky, my colleague, is really good at this stuff, and he wrote the story. He read every single word of those 84 to 86 pages. It's a lot of legalese in it, and I think it's a long ways to go in this thing. You know, from here it goes back to the plaintiffs, and eventually a judge is going to have to decide whether to keep the case going, but there's a lot in there, and certainly it's a complicated case. I was not, it's not surprising that the defense would be a complicated document.
So with that, though, the response online to some of the words and the phrasing that Wisconsin used wasn't great. And I don't need, you don't have to like put your own personal spin on it, but it did seem like Wisconsin must feel very confident in what they have, because otherwise using words like hero is strong when the allegations would imply the opposite.
Yeah, no, I think you hit on something there. I do think Wisconsin is very confident. Chris McIntosh spoke to the athletic board about a month ago and kind of previewed that this was coming. Their response was due in December and it was coming. And I think he said that day that they have the utmost confidence that, that they're right in this situation. The line you mentioned that, Marissa Mosley's actions towards athletes and mental health crises, essentially it said was not only rational, it was heroic. That's an eye opener, and it's going to leave UW open to a lot of criticism. I probably, as an outsider who admittedly doesn't know exactly what happened in the room in those situations, I probably would have left it at the word rational and not added the heroic part. Mm-hmm. Cause I think it leaves Wisconsin open to a lot of criticism, but again, they know way more, and Marissa Mosley and Justin Doherty and the University of Wisconsin knows way more about the case. And I, like you said, I'll reiterate what you said. It shows that they are very confident.
Moving to the football side of things, which I don't think a lot of people have much confidence in. There's a change at the offensive line coach. You remember Markison coming in from Arkansas, so everyone's all excited about the offensive line coach from Arkansas, and that's going to make all the difference. Maybe it will, but what's your view on this program as their offseason has started up and some players leaving, obviously a lighter recruiting class on the high school side of things, and then some slight coaching changes?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be – I guess I'll go to the offensive line coach. Has a history with Jeff Grimes, offensive coordinator, so I think that's notable and maybe a sign that Jeff Grimes wanted to get in someone who was a little more comfortable with. I think it's no secret that the offensive line has been a struggle not only this past season but multiple seasons, and they have to get it fixed. If this program is going to get back to where it wants to be and where it should be, they have to fix the offensive line. And so I think they're hoping a new voice and new leadership in that room means something. I think what I would tell fans about this offseason is it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. The new portal rules mean that you can't even really start actual business until January 2nd. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. Portal doesn't actually open until January 2nd. So I think it's going to be a pretty steady stream of news between now and then when it becomes official in January, and then even beyond that. I mean, guys can go in the portal officially starting January 2nd through the 15th, I believe. There's a 14-day window. That doesn't mean that Wisconsin has to fill its roster by January 15th. I think that can be a longer process if necessary. So it's going to be chaos. I think it's the rules as they are written right now. It just kind of leads to more chaos in this sport and in college athletics in general. And I think Wisconsin's going to, they have a lot of business to do this offseason, a lot of important business. But I would not expect it to be a slow trickle of news.
Jim, I think chaos is the perfect word for this, too. And right now, from what we have, at least five confirmed that. I'm glad that you mentioned it, too. They plans to enter the transfer portal, which I think is really interesting. Yeah. I mean, for me, Tretch Kakuhuna, again, big name, probably the most dynamic name out of this list, especially on the offense, fan favorite and everything. You know, your takeaways on that, too, and what this means for Wisconsin. Because I know, too, Jeff Grimes, really interesting that he pointed out, he re-recruited him to come back to Wisconsin this past season, and now he's back in the portal again. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, I can't say I'm surprised totally, because Trek has had a little bit of a commitment issue throughout his career, even going back to high school. He's changed his mind a couple times. Last year he had a foot out the door, and they recruited him to come back. I will say that I think Wisconsin made a commitment to him last year at this time. They had some guys on their short list of that they're willing to commit a couple years worth of NIL contract/deal to, and I would assume Tretch would be on that list. I don't know that for sure. So kind of this murky area of college sports now is, if you sign a contract, what does it really mean? And if you want to back out of that contract after 1 year, how does that work? So I think, I don't know if that ever sees the light of day, but I'm guessing that's kind of part of the conversation behind the scenes, is figuring that stuff all out. You know, I think last year at this time, guys, you know, guys would enter the portal because there was a December window. Now, because you can't go in until January 2nd officially, I think some of these decisions are going to be kind of delayed. There's probably a lot of negotiating in terms of retaining players right now. And then even then, I think some of these guys might be waiting until the end of the semester, wait till finals is over before they actually go on Twitter and say, hey, I'm transferring.
With the basketball program, they had honestly a bad loss last night. When Fred Hoiberg's team plays better defense than yours, you're probably in some trouble. Wisconsin has three losses, Nebraska, TCU, and BYU, and obviously BYU and Nebraska, both ranked opponents. They've been able to handle the teams that they should be able to handle, but where's your thought on where this Badger basketball team is now, and where do you think they're going to tighten up? Because Greg Gard was pretty frank last night of they need to play better defense, and I've talked to former players, and they understand the new way that things are played. Like, you have to focus on offense to get offensive players, but you have to play some level of defense.
Yeah, no, he's disappointed, and he should be. I mean, I would say this. I thought this team would be better at this point of the season than it is, and I think there's – if you're concerned as a fan, I think that's valid. I do. I think the way they played defensively last night was abysmal. I think the one thing that stood out – two things stood out to me about that game. Nebraska seemed like the more connected team. Wisconsin just seems disconnected on both sides of the court. I think they're a lot of new faces trying to get used to playing with each other. The more alarming thing to me watching that game was Nebraska just played harder. Like, mm-hmm. they were more intense than Wisconsin's. And those are controllables, right, guys? Like, yep. You can control how hard you play. So that stood out last night to me as being something that, you know, Greg Gard's got to get fixed, and get fixed in a hurry, because the grind of Big Ten play is right around the corner. And this is a tough, tough league this year. And before you know it, you can find yourself in a hole in terms of record-wise. You know, if you go back to previous years, their NCAA tournament resume by this point of the season looked pretty sharp. And this year, that's a different case. Like, they just haven't built enough of a resume now that you can take some losses in Big Ten play. The good news about the Big Ten is there's plenty of opportunities to get quad one wins and quad two wins, but I don't love where this team is at right now. There's some areas of concern that, you know, they need to shore up.
I want to touch on the team chemistry match, because I know that Greg Gard mentioned early in the games too, or early in the season, I should say, is that they are making mistakes, but they're correctable mistakes. You mentioned how hard they play. That is a correctable thing. What are some other correctables that you think they could do to turn things around?
Yeah, I mean, like, Jim already hit on defense, and I think that's one thing. You got to build some sort of synergy on that end of the court. Offensively, you know, two things that stand out is they shoot a lot of threes, which I know is kind of the point these days, but they got caught last night shooting way too many threes. And it just, when shots aren't falling, you got to figure out something else. You got to get post touches. You got to try to get to the rim, and they just couldn't do that. along those lines, they've got a point guard who's really, really talented at Nick Boyd and can do things that other point guards lately haven't done, but he over dribbles. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes the offense stagnant at times. They've got to get that fixed too. I think he's a really good player. I think he could be a top 15 player in the Big Ten, but right now I think he's dribbling a little bit too much at times and that slows down the rest of the offense.
Last thing we have for you, Jim, and we appreciate the time, is Badger Volleyball's got a big match coming up against Stanford. Obviously, this team, Coach Sheffield, another great season, another team that's easy to get behind. And I like their chances. I don't think they've lost yet, or obviously haven't lost anything of note in the tournament. So this is a team that's ready to roll and is playing well.
Yeah, they've been playing well really since Charlie Furbringer, the setter who was out for a while with this shoulder injury. Since she's got back better, I think things are flowing a lot better. It's a good team. Not to pitch stories or to tease stories I have, but I've done two of them last week. One is on Mimi Collier, who is just this tremendous person and kind of along the same lines of a John Tanji and Russell Wilson, who were here only 1 year but won over the hearts of fans. And then the other story I did was this family in Cross Plains that got in this accident back in February, and they have a daughter, a 12-year-old Georgia Murphy, who this Wisconsin volleyball team has adopted in some manner. She's inspired them. They've inspired her. It's really just it's a great family. It's a great story. And I want people to read that story because there's ways you can help this family who really, really needs it financially right now.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you sharing that with us and your time. Wisconsin State Journal, Badger Extra. Always great stuff. Always enjoy reading you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Take care.